Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is the Chris and Amy show on KMOX. As we told you, we have Alderwoman from Ward 6, Daniela Velasquez, joining us here in studio. Number of topics we want to get to her, or want to talk to her about, and one of them being a new city administrator position, which has been proposed. And the Alderwoman is in studio with us right now. It's good to have you with us. How are you?
I am, well, doing well in this cold, snowy and icy weather.
Yeah.
Thank you again, both Amy and Chris and Amy, for having me here.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're going to talk about snow in a little bit, but there are some people here who just are losing their minds over it. And you represent the area where Tower Grove is, or that general area. So let's start with first the city administrator position, what it is, what it would mean for the mayor and the mayor's powers.
Sure. So this is it would be a charter amendment. It's a bill that is a charter amendment. So as back to our civics 101 or 102, since I'm back here to talk about another charter amendment.
We love charters.
You are supposed to teach that class, right? Didn't we say we were going to bring you in?
Yeah. Hey, let's charter do class. It. Yeah. Let's do a charter class. So actually, this bill is several charter changes in one, but it really establishes, the goal is to establish a city administrator, which is essentially a city manager. It is a city manager, but we just have to call it a city administrator because of state statute. And what that person does is they are tasked to essentially be the COO or administrator, chief operating officer of the city, tasked with the day-to-day running of the city. Many cities have this. I think the stat is 59% of cities in the U.S., over 100,000 people have it. I think there are 120 million people who live in the U.S. who live in a place, whether it's a city or a county, that has a government that has an administrator. And so really what this does is it does a few things. One, it brings continuity. It modernizes the government. It takes the politics really out of the whole process of operating government. And ideally, you have a city administrator, a city manager who's there from administration to administration. Now, they don't have to be, but in many cities, that's what you have. You have somebody who is there for multiple terms, and their only job is running the city. So elected officials can focus on leadership, on setting a vision. And
bigger scale stuff.
Bigger scale stuff. And then the city administrator is tasked with the day-to-day operations piece of the city.
So I want to ask you, what prompted you, what reasons do you have to propose this bill?
Well, back to the civic sort of 101. I mean, so back in the summer, I had been looking at different charter changes. I filed a couple of charter change related bills. And then kind of during my research, I was like, oh, this would make sense for St. Louis. And, you know, I've said and I'll continue to say it is not a comment on the current administration at all. It is, you know, we've got some long term, you know, challenges in the city. And as we're trying to modernize different ways of doing business, this is one I think that we should consider strongly, just because, I mean, essentially, I mean, if you think about it from a business perspective, I mean, the city is a $1.2 billion organization, right? So you would have, and any, at most $1.2 billion companies, you have a position of a CEO and, you know, an operations department that is, you know, that's what they're tasked with. So why shouldn't we look at the city any other way?
Is there a reason there hasn't been one? Just oversight? What is it?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, it has been talked about before. It has actually been on the ballot before. About 20 years ago, it was on the ballot. And I think, you know, to the reasons why St. Louis, I mean, I could speculate. I think that, you know, we might be in a moment here where we've had, you know, St. Louis has tried on some different things, and we managed to consolidate the Board of Aldermen, for instance, the biggest change in 100 years in government. And it hasn't exploded, hasn't blown up. We've done okay. I think, you know, change is difficult sometimes. And seeing that, proving that, you know, this is an example, the board is an example of change that has worked. We've actually, the board, this 14-person board, 15 if you count the president, it's been able to move a lot of legislation that had been stuck in prior boards. So, I mean, I think it's not a commentary, but, you know, sort of, hey, we can modernize the way we do things and it works, or it could work. It's working. So why can't we modernize some of the other parts of our government?
I know you said it's not a reflection on the current administration. Your focus is on modernizing. But just in like a conversational way, could I then say that you think a city administrator would say, yeah, if we had this, perhaps trash issues, pothole issues, plowing issues would be taken care of more efficiently than they are now?
Well, if you look at the places that have city administrators or city managers, so Kansas City is one, Cincinnati is one, they're both comparable in size, and you literally look at the organization charts, they have less complicated lines. You know, what a city administrator will do is that there is much more, there is a streamlining of how things are run. And you could say that, you know, I think that there would be a way that, you know, that there might be more direct ability to do things in a way that it's just really hard to now with kind of the ping pong,
yeah,
you know, organization of just the way our government is structured that just sometimes makes it difficult for things to get
right done. So going from a cumbersome process to a streamlined process, more direct,
right,
more efficient.
Exactly.
Well, how does the mayor's office feel about this?
You know, we haven't had a chance to sit down and go over the bill point by point. So I know that I let them know when I filed it, and I know that they're going to look at it, and, you know, we'll have those discussions. I mean, again, my intent was, you know, we've been looking at these charter changes. The board has a special committee on charter changes, and I wanted to elevate this in the discussion since it wasn't it didn't come up in the way that I thought it should have personally in the Charter Commission, because it seems like, you know, a straightforward, very practical sort of, it's something that addresses what I hear people talking about, you know, infrastructure and services and, you know, I think a city administrator, adding a city administrator could improve that for everybody. And that is one of the things I hear consistently. And also, I know, you know, again, just look at the org chart or, you know, being in City Hall, sometimes it's really hard to do because we have the way our government is structured. I mean, you know, we need to modernize it. And this is one way of doing that that has proven to be effective in a lot of cities.
Just a quick follow-up on that. Have you talked to any other members of the Board of Aldermen about this, or can gauge how much support you would have?
I have. I mean, so there is, I would say that there is support. We haven't had a whole lot of discussion, and I do plan on having at least one committee hearing. I think we're going to have one next week. I think we're waiting for it officially to be confirmed. I'm looking, and I think that it has been, hearing has been confirmed for next week. So we'll have at least one hearing about it, hopefully more. I think that there is, again, the desire to talk about how do we, you know, make some of those long-term changes to modernize our government.
Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez is with us here in studio and represents Ward 6 in the city of St. Louis. And you had posted on Instagram in response to Governor Kehoe, who assumed office yesterday. He was inaugurated yesterday to become the governor. And one of his six executive orders that he, well, there's six total that he, I thought it were six?
Six, but there's
two in particular. Are the two in particular that you are concerned with? One of them is 287G, and this has to do with states and local law enforcement now being able to assist in enforcing immigration laws. So I know you have some issues with this, with the two orders.
I mean, yes. I mean, I think, I mean, one, just generally, I would rather see us unite around each other than divide us. And so I know lots of folks who are immigrants or who, you know, maybe in mixed status families, or frankly, you know, people like me who have a last name that to some people might sound foreign, who and don't know, and you don't know who's going to think if you're an immigrant or not, I think are concerned that this heightened a sense of, you know, targeting will affect them. So I think these, you know, the increased connection of like law enforcement and the association of, you know, associating immigrants with illegal crime. Again, not saying that we want the public to be safe and we want criminals to be held accountable for their actions. But also, I think we have to continue to be mindful of associating some groups with being criminals when they are not. And so that is one part of it. And also just, you know, the idea of if we're going to use our state law enforcement to try and enforce federal immigration laws is concerning.
And so you were asking, it seems from your Instagram post, from clarification of how this will look rolled out.
Yes. And also, you know, I think it's important to really, you know, elevate the sense of we want to, these are people at the end of the day. They're not just political props. So, I mean, if the governor is going to, you know, take a stand on his first day and use these people as part of that, then hopefully he remembers at the end of the day that they are families. They contribute to our economy. They contribute to our community. And certainly they are not all criminals.
Is there any dialogue that will take place with the governor to find out exactly how he wants to implement all this, what he means by them?
I would love to have some dialogue, and I'm certainly open to it.
Also, we wanted to have you in because there have been some complaints, whether it's Soulard, middle parts of the city, that now we are, what, a little over a week from the snow happening. We had a follow-up round of snow that took place right before the weekend, and there are some side streets that have not been plowed, and there are many residents who are complaining about that. What has been the difficulty in getting some of these side streets handled and treated?
Sure. I mean, so I part of the areas that I represent Shaw and Tower Grove South, along with Compton Heights and portions of Dutchtown. I personally live in Shaw. I live on two streets that have not been plowed.
Yeah.
So
it's an adventure every day.
Right. As you see, I still have on my snow boots. I reached out to the administration yesterday, and I was very grateful that Streets Director Bethany Williams sent a letter out to the Board of Aldermen. We posted it to my Instagram and to our a couple of the neighborhood groups on Facebook last night because personally in my ward, I can't speak for any other alders. However, I don't think I'm alone. I probably had about 15 emails just over the course of the weekend with people asking about what's happening. I do understand, one, that there's some misinformation that despite the reduction in the budget for salt, the city does actually have enough salt. But they have been prioritizing the main arterials, and it's my understanding that it's never been the city's policy to plow the side residential streets. Now, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be salted. And so I think, you know, what I hope is that we're going to continue to salt and hopefully pre-treat or do any kind of treatment that we can as the weather continues to get colder, because the issue, as I think we all know, since we are all not in our house, is that it's icy and dangerous, and really that's worse than the ice. So, I mean, I know also that my colleague Ann Schweitzer, who chairs the Public Infrastructure and Utilities Committee, or Public Utilities Infrastructure Committee, is actually having a hearing on this tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. specifically to talk about what happened and the response. So I do think that hopefully the next storm around that we can prepare in advance for the cold weather and the ice on all those side streets.
And as a quick note, Connor Kerrigan from the mayor's office did say that in December they ordered some smaller trucks, like smaller plows, to fit on the side streets, but those won't be getting here until this, you know, spring, early summer. So obviously that's good for next year. Not a lot of help right now, but.
Right. And we heard that, too. And I know, I mean, it's, if I had a magic wand, or if I could be the city salt bay, that was probably a bad joke.
You know what? You can have that one. You should hear Amy. It's awful all the time. So you can have that. You're a guest.
Oh, no.
And they don't let me do puns. Puns don't win elections. Maybe they do. I don't know.
That's why I've never won an election. Puns all day, baby. I'm on your side.
See, there we go. I like to pontificate. Okay, I'm going to stop now.
No.
They're
going to
kick me off the air.
All
they're
right.
going to stop. They're going to... No, but I mean, I do wish that we, I mean, if I, we feel, I think, a little bit, we're hoping for some more action. There's not a whole lot we can do except ask questions. And that's, you know, it's frustrating for us too, just to, you know, hear the stories. And I, you know, saw pictures of school bus sliding out in one neighborhood. And I've been on a thread of emails just asking particularly for the areas around the schools to be clear. And I know that those notes have gone to the administration and to the streets director, so they're aware. So I know that they have them, and I do hope they're taking them seriously, and I do think that they are. As we get, you know, as the weather continues to get colder tonight.
Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's the Chris and Amy Show. Did you see this? Next.